for no tax.
Our paths cross again here on these airwaves. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Gaddafi must go. Haven't we been hearing that for 9 weeks? Once again, all the allies rallying around in a meeting in NATO that included our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, are saying that Libya has to stabilize. But yet, at the same time, well, we're not going to remove him. So it's a stalemate. A lot of money spent on trying to push Gaddafi out, but it's looking like it's not going to happen. NATO is trying to maintain its operations because they're saying they're worried about the people there. They have to protect them. After all, we did go out on that humanitarian limb, so how can you abandon the rebels? How can you abandon the people? But what do you do as this continues to go on and on and on and on? After making a big deal about the massacre, you can't. This is it. We're in. Our chips are in. And even if we want to say, okay, we're not the leaders, we're part of NATO, we're in. Just like the UK is. Just like the French are in. We're in this one together. In Tripoli, the daughter was pumping her fists. Gaddafi's daughter was pumping her fist and saying her father is still in power and we're here for the people and all that kind of stuff and, you know, fill in the blanks. Make up the comments because she was yelling all kinds of things. So the rebels are getting pushed back in some of the cities and you keep hearing the same thing. We're calling for an end to the violence in Mir Sakhta and Zintan and some other places. But what do the European folks and the rest of the NATO crew, which includes the United States, what do you do if Gaddafi stays in power? What do? The United Nations has to help the people. They're rebuilding where Gaddafi has destroyed. So that means building homes and hospitals that were blown up and just basic things, getting the people water and all that kind of stuff. I have a feeling that this is going to be going on and on and on and on. Almost like the conversations for the past 6 months about the budget. So with, what, 5.5 months to go? I don't know. I'm bad at math. I'm going to say 5.5 months. We've got a budget in place. Woohoo! But the budget doesn't really do half of what it says it's going to do. But, okay, we have one. We have one. And now it's about what's going to happen to the debt. What's going to happen to the debt ceiling if it's not raised? Do we default? Do we crash the financial markets? It's been predicted as an Armageddon, almost like a 2012. What's going to happen in 2012? We're not going to make it there because everything financially is going to go down the tubes if the debt ceiling isn't raised. So here's the long and the short of it. The budget deal was reached. The government shutdown's not happening. The House signs off. The Senate signs off. Obama just has to put on, sign the document, sign his signature, which he'll do. The measure supposedly cuts $38.5 billion in spending, funding the government, though, for the rest of the current year, which ends September 30th. So now the battle moves on to 2012. And the federal debt limit. And I think that there's going to be a whole lot of arguing going on there. Here's what the president had to say about the awesome burden that the Democrats carry on this one.
My suspicion is that the burden is going to fall a lot on Democrats in the Senate to make this happen. But in both chambers, we're going to need some votes from the other side.
And you know what? They did get those votes, and it did happen. The Republican-controlled House was 261-67, and the Senate, the final vote, was 81-19. So there you go. It's there. the money that's cut from the budget would be the funding that supposedly was going to go to the high-speed rail, the emergency first responders, and the National Endowment for the Arts, for just a couple of examples. Roger Madden, the old man with a lot of opinions, had a good one on Obama and his thoughts that he shared at George Washington University, saying, it's just a tad too late. Take a listen.
Last night at Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri, Barack Obama gave the best speech he ever gave during his entire term as president. The problem is, he's a dollar short and a day late. Actually, he's trillions of dollars short and 8 days late. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. 8 days ago, Paul Ryan, chairman of the House Budget Committee, released his much-anticipated The Path to Prosperity. It is an economic blueprint for our future, and in it, he warns the American people that in 10 years, if we don't effectively address our current national debt, it will grow to an unsustainable $24 trillion. To quote Congressman Ryan about the American economy, we don't have a taxing problem, we have a spending problem. A few weeks ago, President Obama revealed his budget for 2012, and it wound up with a $1.6 trillion deficit and no plan for the next 4 years. Congressman Ryan's report to the American people was a cold bucket of water dumped on President Obama's future chances of winning the next election. It pointed out, for example, that unless Obamacare was repealed, Medicare and Medicaid would be unsustainable. President Obama's speech at Washington U was a clear attempt to dissemble and mislead. When the husband finds Groucho Marx in bed with his wife, fully clothed, I might add, Groucho protests that this is all very innocent. Getting nowhere, he finally blurts out, "Who are you going to believe, me or your own eyes?" Well, President Obama, I don't believe you. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
Roger Madden wasn't the only one who had something to say about the fiscal future. Jack Lew, the director for the Office of Management and Budget, had this to say about what happens if we don't get serious about creditworthiness.
We're facing a very real sense of urgency because it's not an acceptable thing to have the world asking questions, is the United States taking its fiscal future seriously? That's something we need to address because it is a real issue, and it's not because of something being tied to something else. It's because we have to, for our own creditworthiness, for our own financial stability, demonstrate that Washington can make decisions.
All right, so I do agree with that. It doesn't look good when constantly what's being pumped out there is nothing, but they can't come up with a balanced budget. You keep putting a Band-Aid over it, so finally this one gets put to bed, but that's till September. And then what do you do with the debt limit? Not good to have that out there. I agree. Because remember, the markets turn on negative news, so it doesn't help any. And when we talk about the budget and the $38.5 billion in savings, the confusion came with the 5.5 months left. Only $352 million will actually be realized at all in this fiscal year. Eventually, the cuts will take place, but not through the rest of this year. We only have 5.5 months left. Fuzzy math. Coming up next, our cheap movie review here on America Tonight.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. The cheap movie review of the week here on America Tonight. We got three big ones for you. Rio, Scream 4, and Conspirator. You've probably seen little clips of each of them if you watch any trashy TV at night. No, I'm kidding. If you watch any television at night, you've probably seen it. Seen some of them. Scream 4, I don't know as much, but Conspirator, definitely. They are pumping this like nobody's business, hoping it's going to be number one at the box office. Let's start, though, with the animated feature you can take the kids to. It's called Rio.
Good morning, Blue.
Your macaw is a very special bird.
Woo!
In fact, Blue is the last male of his kind.
I have a kind?
The only other blue macaw is in Rio de Janeiro.
Brazil?
Don't worry. I'm going to make Blue look irresistible.
She's beautiful. She's like an angel.
Okay, I had nothing to do with that. But
you have to admit, it's actually a pretty good song.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie works every time.
From the creators of Ice Age.
Hi there.
The last blue macaws on Earth. These are worth a fortune.
This spring.
What are you doing?
Getting out of here.
I can't.
What?
You can't what?
Oh, that's why!
Is there anything else I need to know?
Yes, I can't fly, I pick my beak, and once in a while I pee in the birdbath.
Awkward.
Anne Hathaway.
It's not a spider on my back.
It's just a leaf. Turn around. Leaf.
Told you.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Bobo here can't fly.
Maybe we can find a bus schedule or something.
George Lopez.
Blind is not what you think up here. It's what you feel in here.
Tracy Morgan.
I got you good.
Jermaine Clement.
Everybody loves the parade.
Leslie Mann.
Squawk, squawkity, squawk, squawk. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to curse.
Will I Am and Jamie Foxx.
I saw this big Pikachu with big ninja talents. And then he was like,
come in with me, you little princess.
And I was like, whoosh, whoosh. I ain't your princess, leave me alone.
We
are. We're gonna die.
You did not feel it in here.
You think?
You gotta love that. Blue is a domesticated macaw. Along with his best friend Linda, they live in Moose Lake, Minnesota. End up going to Rio de Janeiro. You heard some of that scenario there in the trailer we played for you. It's an hour and 36 minutes, so that's good. There's some kind of off-color humor as they describe it. That means this is so typical, the double entendre meanings for children and for adults. So everybody gets it, has a good laugh. Jesse Eisenberg, you can hear his voice. They mentioned Jesse Eisenberg and Anne Hathaway and George Lopez and Tracy Morgan. Of course, they're the big stars of the voices of the cartoons or the animated creatures, let's say. We move from a PG movie to Scream 4. How will it hold up at the box office? Here's a sneak peek.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Here is my Winsboro Massacre anniversary question. What is your favorite scary movie?
What's your favorite scary movie?
One generation's tragedy is the next one's joke.
What is your favorite scary movie, man?
I'll show you.
This week marks the anniversary of the infamous Woodsboro murders. Local celebrity victim Sydney Prescott chose to return to her hometown.
Welcome home, Sydney. Watch the preview of coming events.
What do you want?
Who is this?
He's trying to do ghost things.
I'm standing in the closet.
What are you doing?
What's going on? It's not public information.
It's all over the internet.
It is?
There's a killer out there patterning his murders after the original movie. Time for someone new to die.
The unexpected is the new cliche, and virgins can die now.
Does that mean that I'm not going to live as long as these two?
Clearly. To be the new version. The killer should be filming the murders.
Down! Down behind you!
Go ahead if you have the guts.
Not to implicate him. He can't kill Sydney. She's victim royalty.
Not true. It's expendable.
Point taken. Guaranteed third act main cast bloodbath. Fingers crossed on some nudity for a change.
Time for your last question. Name the remake of the groundbreaking...
Halloween, Texas Chainsaw, Dawn of the Dead, The Hills Have Eyes, Amityville Horror, Last Christmas, House of Wax, Prom Night, My Bloody Valentine. It's one of those, right?
None of the ever.
I'll be right back.
I know this one. You're not supposed to say that, are you? You should have seen the look on your face.
Sydney, Sydney, Sydney. Why does Sydney Prescott, who is a famous author of self-help books, who could barely get it together in this town when everybody was dropping dead, go home again to reconnect? Forget it. I would never go back. It's an hour and 43 minutes. It's R for strong, bloody violence, language, and some teen drinking. You might recognize some of the voices in it. Ev Campbell, Courtney Cox, David Arquette, Emma Roberts. Wes Craven is the director of this one. And we'll see if it holds up the Scream trilogy now 4. So 3 plus 4 sometimes equals disaster. This movie's getting the big build-up. This is the big one, I think, of the weekend. And I predict it's probably going to be number 1 at the box office. Conspirator. Here it is.
Lincoln's been shot.
One bullet. They have killed our beloved president. But not one man!
We're charged with having received, entertained, harbored, aided, and assisted John Wilkes Booth, John H. Surratt, and their confederates in traitorous and murderous conspiracy to kill Abraham Lincoln, Vice President Andrew Johnson, and Secretary of State William Seward. How do you plead?
I am innocent.
You aware the trial of the conspirators begins today?
What are we to do?
Defend one of the eight.
Her son John is Booth's right hand.
Are you saying what you've been charged with? Found guilty, you could hang?
I am a Southerner and a devoted mother, but I am no assassin.
Your son was the only one that got away.
These are despicable people, the same sort you risked your life fighting against.
Someone must be held accountable. People want that.
The military trial of civilians is an atrocity.
You know, what she did is an atrocity.
To ensure the survival of this nation, I would do anything.
You have to tell us where your son is.
Whose side are you on? I'm
trying to defend you.
You're trying to save you.
Were there ever meetings held at the boarding house? Many and always in secret.
You lie! My mother is innocent.
I can't know what's going on in that courtroom.
You set the rules, pick the judges.
There is no limit to how far the prosecution is willing to go! You tell John Surratt and Missy Surrenders his mother will be punished for his crimes.
Have you ever cared for something greater than yourself?
Our founding fathers drafted a constitution precisely for times like this.
All in favor?
Do not permit this injustice out of revenge.
This is a big one directed by Robert Redford. Robin Wright is in it, and Tom Wilkinson's in it, and Kevin Kline, a whole bunch of names that you would recognize. It's about Abraham Lincoln's assassination, 7 men, 1 woman. They were arrested and, of course, charged with conspiring to kill the president and how it all went down, that they met at this boarding house that Mary Surratt owned, and it's really the story of all that happened leading up to Abraham Lincoln being killed and going back to find out who did it and whatnot. It sounds like it could be really, really interesting. The clips look good. Sounded pretty good. You heard the trailer there. And that movie, by the way, is one that you can take the family to, PG-13. Enjoy if you go to the movies.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityC-Energy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free, full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972. You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Make predictions. I think it's fun. Sometimes they're way off the mark, and sometimes they're on the money, if you know what I mean. Politics and sports have that in common. Everybody wants to know, what do you think? Handicap it for me. What are the odds? What are the odds that Donald Trump, who's gotten tremendous buzz for the things that he's saying about Barack Obama and then comparisons to President Bush and all kinds of things about the birth certificate. What are the odds that Trump will really run for president? This is a stroke of brilliance on his part. Trump is going to make the announcement whether he will or won't run for president on the finale of The Apprentice. Some people say, see, this is why he can't become president, because he's showbiz. He's Barnum and Bailey. We don't need that on the Hill. Like, we haven't had that before. Like, we don't have that every single day. I got a new feature coming up called The Daily Tantrum. I'm serious. Every single day, somebody pitches a fit. But is it for show or is it for real? I'll tell you about the one that's centered around small business in a second. But first, finishing up with Donald Trump. He is soaking this all up. He is eating this up. This is his wheelhouse. Media, and more of it. But is he going to really run? Because he's showing up in the polls. Not as a joke, but as a possible contender. When will the finale air? May 15th. I know that I have told you several times. I've heard from pretty good sources in New York that this is a serious thing. It really isn't about all the ancillary stuff for Trump. Maybe little because he likes it, but that he really wants to run, that he's fed up. Seems, in a way, odd to me because Trump giving up everything he has, doing the whole presidential thing, it doesn't really fit. But every time I go back to the well, I find out the same thing, that no, this is really serious. So the answer is May 15th, we'll know for sure. He's going to hold a press conference to announce, I think, his candidacy. I think he's going to do that. I trust these sources. I think it's going to happen. Then it becomes, can a real outsider, a billionaire businessman with an attitude and a serious opinion and a take-no-prisoners kind of personality, can he beat the normal political types that keep coming up whenever you talk about the Republicans? And he says if he doesn't get the Republican nod, if in fact this becomes official, he'll just become an independent. He'll just run on the independent ticket. Then that even throws another curveball into things. Could he really win on the independent side of the ledger? We haven't seen that ever happen before. I mean, the guy has an insatiable appetite for publicity. That's why he's done so well at times in his businesses, because he knows how to move merchandise, product, the word. He's about the word, and it's him. He's the brand. It's so brilliant that he tries to pass that on to his children a little bit. And probably Ivanka has the most of the Trump, of Donald, I think, in her. Not so much the son, but it's really about him. It's really, really about him. And it's money, you think, that moves the Donald. So it's almost mysterious as to why would he jump into this game. And how much is he actually worth? He says he would disclose everything. That gets intriguing, doesn't it? Because the slams on Obama are about the lack of transparency, really, especially with the whole birth certificate thing. So if this isn't a stunt and it's real, and he's saying, look, this isn't a stunt, it's too important, our country's in trouble, it's not being led properly, it needs help. How much money does it take to become president? He probably has enough. He certainly has friends with enough of it. I read something today. They say the 2012 election campaign price tag, oh, you only need $8 billion. Well, probably $8 billion total will be spent, but $1 billion apiece or so. Obama is expected to get that, about $1 billion, for the re-election. Then it becomes the battle of all the advertising and all that stuff, but that's part of running. So how odd is it where we're screaming about our deficit and we're about to smash our heads collectively on the debt ceiling and default unless something's done there? And we're still, we, the government, still working on 2012. So you've got people running for president that have to spend $1 billion? That's crazy. I mean, that's crazy. So to get the government position of the commander-in-chief while we're talking about how we can save money and how we can slash and get more cash, they're spending. They're asking people to donate and to make it all add up to like $1 billion. Is that not ass backwards or what? If I ever saw it, it is. It is crazy. Crazy. All right, quickly, the Daily Tantrum. It's just too juicy not to do this because every day, just a few phone calls away from my fingertips, I can find out about the Daily Tantrum on the Hill. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid went berserko and threatened to pull a small business bill off the Senate floor. He did that on Thursday night. He had a big fat blow up with Olympia Snowe, the Republican senator from Maine. And what happened was She tried to get a vote on an amendment that would restrict the government's ability to impose, follow along, regulations by mandating economic studies on the impact of those regulations. That sounds crazy, doesn't it? Meaning she just wanted, she wanted some juice. She wanted the studies. She wanted regulations only done by the economic studies on the impact of them. So what would it mean if you have these regulations? Kind of makes sense to me. I don't know. So she tried to add the Small Business Regulatory Freedom Act, is what it was called, to the list of amendments that the Senate would have to consider in relationship to the small business bill. And Reid went nuts, said that this is ridiculous, and that obviously this bill's not going to go forward. There's just no way because it's not relevant. Or he likes to throw out big words now and then, or as he called it, germane to the legislation. He said he was disappointed and that she's going to cause it to fail, and that this was so galling that she would do this because this is so important, the small business legislation. I mean, really, he said nothing. He just said it's so important, it's galling, we need to get it through. And she's just trying to say we want this to be attached to it so that it makes relevant. We've got something relevant here when you have all these cockamamie regulations, in other words, red tape connected to it. I don't think it was so odd what she proposed as it was explained to me. So, you know, if you ask anybody who has a small business what their major deal is with Congress, you know what it is? Cut the crap and the red tape. We need reform when it comes to your regulations. There's too many burdens on us. How can we hire people and thrive when we're too busy dotting the I's and crossing the T's that make no sense? So that's what her amendment was doing. It would require the federal agencies to consider the impact of those regulations that they're putting out there. That's pretty simple. I don't think it's galling. I don't think it should kill the bill. Why not get it right the first time? They don't even analyze what they're setting up. They don't analyze what the impact is on the small businesses before they put the law out there. It makes sense. It makes sense. Does it make sense to everybody else, or am I just looking at this the wrong way? Anybody who's worked for a small business or has had a small business, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, I mean, the boxing gloves were on. He really went for her throat, and she snapped back. Snapped back. So will they resolve this or not? Well, we'll see. They're going to return to it in May because there's after a two-week recess, they'll get back to it. So it's just a way, really, to push it off. I mean, he was insulting her from what I could see. So to me, that would be your daily tantrum. It's what a dummy. I don't get it. The bill's going to go down in flames at the rate it is anyway. It's not going to be a small business bill by the time they're done with it. Too much red tape. So pro-business doesn't seem like it rhymes with Senator Harry Reid. You think? I don't think so. And perhaps that's really what was ailing him. You got to get friendly with small business. These people in government that are trying to set up the blockades in a time when we really need the cash flow, we need money to flow, we need people to have these jobs, it's just the wrong way to go. She was right. Each and every day, we're going to give you a daily tantrum. It won't even be that hard, I swear. There's probably several of them. If you have any thoughts, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Back in thrones, have their tomb.
Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got 2 large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Song in their cities as they root on their favorite hoop team, their professional teams. We're into the playoffs. Steve Budin joins us now, the Buddha man. Hey, what's happening, friend?
The bookmakers are getting ready to bite the dust.
You know what I'm thinking? Lakers, 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 right?
Yeah, you know what? The only thing that I'm worried about now with Bynum hurt, you know, if that stretches past the second round for them, you know, I don't know if they meet Oklahoma City without Bynum, they're in trouble.
Yeah, well, you know, that's true, because what a difference it is on the floor if he's not there, obviously, right?
Yeah, and then you got Kendrick Perkins now with the Thunder, mm-hmm. So I mean that's a big presence inside.
Yeah, what do you think as far as the first round matchups that might be a little bit tough? I'm wondering, you've got Portland, who I think the Dallas Mavericks would have just a terrible time with.
Well, yeah, well, they split the series 2-2 for the season. And, you know, lately the Mavericks look a little soft. You know, they kind of peaked a little early. You know, they were playing real good ball heading into the break. And lately, man, they just seem a little soft against the better teams.
Okay, so Maverick's a little bit
shaky. Yeah, so plus 180 in the series with Portland, you know, maybe a consideration there. You also can get another tough city when you're talking out west. Another tough series is the Thunder and the Nuggets.
Mm.
The Oklahoma City is minus 220, just like the Mavericks. The comeback is plus 180 with the Nuggets. And you know what? Oklahoma City won the series 3-1, but the Nuggets are a different team right now, and I don't know, George Karl probably deserves Coach of the Year for the job he's done, you know, assembling all those guys together and getting them to play like a team, and they haven't played much defense, but, you know, playoffs has a way of bringing that defense out of you.
Yeah, in looking at all these matchups, as we just kind of scattershoot mm-hmm. here, what do you think in this first round is the most interesting matchup? Where it's really tough to predict this one.
Well, there's two in the East, and obviously we'll start with what they're calling the prime time series, with the Knicks and the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
This all of a sudden became a competitive series, like we talked about earlier, getting rid of Kendrick Perkins, and what may be the most confusing move I've seen come out of Boston in 20 years. Danny Ainge obviously feeling it's time to pull the trigger. And I don't know if you watch that that NBA TV. They have the establishment where they follow. It's almost like the
yep.
NBA's, you know, answer to Hard Knocks.
Yep,
and they
yep.
followed the Celtics all year. And when they showed, you know, when the Celtics heard about Kendrick Perkins getting traded, I mean, Doc Rivers was reduced to tears. Yep. This was a tremendous move. And you know, at this point, I mean, unless the Celtics can turn it on like they did last year, because if you remember last year they were playing bad ball going into the playoffs as well. All of a sudden the playoffs came and they flicked the switch and they were right there again. I just don't think they can do that. They can keep relying on that. I think that's more of a one-trick pony. I think the Celtics look old because they're old. So, and because of that, I think the Knicks have a chance. If they can steal one game in Boston to start, they're going to be tough. I think if the Knicks steal game one, they win in six. If Boston wins game one, I believe the Celtics win in six.
Mm. All right,
I think
so
it all matters
way.
With game one. And then the Knicks become a real dangerous team in round two, because now all of a sudden they're a team that believes in themselves, which they're not really a team that believes in themselves right now. They've had some good luck lately, but they know it's been against scrubs. And the first sign of trouble and their confidence is going to hit the floor. So we'll see what happens in that series. The other series out east is the Magic and the Hawks. You know, this is a series where the Magic is a 6-1 favorite for the series, yet the Hawks dominated their play. They've won three out of the four games, you know, and Jason Collins, the Hawks center, plays a real good one-on-one defense against Dwight Howard, and that's why they've had the success. The rest of the game gets ugly, but they shut Dwight Howard down. If they can continue to do that, I don't see why the Hawks, you know, don't have just as good of a chance as the Magic to win that series. I don't know that they'll win, but it's certainly worth taking a little 4-1 for.
Yeah, no kidding. If we bounce back and we say like the Bulls and the Pacers, that's not
right.
Obviously very.
The Bulls
different
are 40-1. You have to lay,
yeah.
You know, yeah, you have to lay 4,000 to win, you know, to win 100. Not worth
skip
it.
It's like the Heat and the Sixers.
But
I
think the Pacers are much better than people give them credit for. They had a real good end of the season. The problem is, you know, they've got these little quick guards the Pacers do, and that usually gives them an advantage against, well, teams like the Knicks that have, like, Chauncey Billups as a guard, defensive liability. But when you got Derrick Rose as your guard, 6'5", and he's faster than your smallest guy. I mean, I watched the Bulls play Orlando at the end of the season, and Jameer Nelson, who's a small, quick, fast guard for you know, young for Orlando, he almost broke his ankles. I mean, Rose was just killing him, and I just think the Pacers don't have an answer for Rose.
Yep. Heat and the Sixers, that's another who cares, I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, Miami is 20-1. You have to lay 2,000 to win 100 on that series. Not worth it. Sixers actually match up great against a bunch of the teams in the playoffs. just that the heat is not one of them. The heat actually, you know, again, I hate the heat so much because I'm a Knicks fan, but I'm going to take the heat to win all the way. It's their 4-1 right now. You bet 100 to win 400. And I'm going to take them to go all the way because just in case they do, I need something to offset my feelings. I'm going to be so upset that at least I should be winning some money. So I'm going to bet the heat to win all the way, and I'm going to root against them in every game.
We talked about the Mavericks in Portland and stuff, but the Spurs, a lot of eyes are still on the Spurs, and they take on the Grizzlies as the 8 out of there.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, the Spurs, you know, they're plus 2.5 to 1 to win the West. So, you know, it can be done. They're plus 4 to 1 to win the championship. Obviously, they have one of the best record in the West. But, you know, look, Memphis is a young, fast team. And the Spurs are an old team. And this could give them trouble. I think they get by this series, but if they have to go 6 or 7, that's going to leave them a little too tired for round 2, and that's why I think the Spurs are not a good bet for all the way.
Yeah, you're talking about how, of course, you care about the Knicks. That's an emotional thing,
yep.
An emotional book for you, and then the Heat. But who could be the real spoiler? Who could be the real spoiler in these playoffs?
Right. Well, I mean, I you know, again, emotions aside, I do believe that Knicks are a spoiler, a potential spoiler. You know, anytime you've got, you know, Carmelo Anthony, Amari Stoudemire, and Chauncey Billups on the floor, they can account for 75 points very easily, and they're going to put points on the board, and they're going to score with tons. If they all of a sudden get some religion and play some defense like we've seen them do in spurts, they can be very tough and give anyone in the East a problem, especially when they play Miami, because LeBron James has been owned by Carmelo Anthony ever since high school. He never plays well against them. So at that point, that's a big plus for the Knicks, and the Knicks have had success, you know, in Miami with Carmelo this year already. On the West, I think Oklahoma City Thunder, if they get out of the Nuggets series unscathed, I think are the team that can really, you know, make it happen in the West. They can beat anybody. They, you know, Durant, Westbrook, they're as good as anyone. They can score with the best of them. And, yeah, Kobe, listen, Kobe's the best player on the planet. And when he wants to win a game, there's nobody better since Michael Jordan. Arguably, you know, he's the next Michael Jordan. And that's always great. But as the years go on and Kobe finds it harder and harder to do it by himself, you know, it really depends on the rest of his squad. And, I mean, love Pau Gasol. I think he's an unbelievable finesse center. But when it comes down to the heart of the game and you need somebody to bang someone off a board, I don't think Gasol's your guy. So I think the Lakers, there's some questions still to be answered. But, you know, Phil Jackson's last year of his contract, you know he's going for it. He's, you know Kobe wants to get, you know, that next ring. Very hard to bet against the Lakers. You know, the Lakers are minus 150 to win the West. They're actually a favorite. You got to lay 150 to win 100, but it's not such a bad bet.
Yeah, well said. Steve Budin, of course, picknation.com, the Buddha man. I've got this all locked and loaded. We'll see how you do, and we'll talk to you again as we go through these playoffs.
All right, watch out for those Knicks.
I like the Knicks, too, so I'm right there with you.
Yeah, plus 4-1. You got to realize, you know, Celtics are great. They're not four times better than the Knicks. They're just not,
right.
Not this
right.
Team.
Plus 4. 4-1, right?
4-1.
4-1. Have a great weekend, and thanks so much, Buddha Man.
You got it.
Remember, you can send us your thoughts any time, day or night. All roads lead through the website, americatonight.net. You can catch up with us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you go there now at americatonight.net, you can see us. I'm waving at you.